Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s. And each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.
From the WEEI studios, 93.7 WEEI-FM and HD1, Lawrence, Boston, and Odyssey Sports Station. Draft coverage on WEEI is brought to you by McFarland Energy, the home heating oil delivery and HVAC pros at McFarlandEnergy.com, by Chock Full of Nuts Coffee, and by McCormick Grill Mate Seasoning.
With the third pick in the 2024 NFL Draft, the New England Patriots select Drake May, quarterback, North Carolina.
We're pretty happy about it here on Jones and Mego with Arcand, who's a little more sour on it.
Mm-hmm.
Hour number three here on WEEI.
A downer and a hater.
It is.
Boobie.
We'll get to all your phone calls, 617-779-7937. Dan Orlovsky, ESPN, scheduled to join us here about 25 minutes from now. We'll get his thoughts on Drake May. Just like Tommy Curran, I don't think he's a big fan either. But we'll get to that coming up in a little bit. With all your reaction to the pick, did you like it? Did you hate it? What should the Patriots have done instead if you're out? And if you're on board with Drake May, why? Did you prefer him to Jaden Daniels? Did you prefer him to J.J. McCarthy? Was it just they need a quarterback? They took the best one there? Again, you can dial us up, 617-779-7937. We've been well established on our thoughts on Drake May for a while, really going back to late in Patriots season. So we're focusing today on how much we're going to see Drake May this year. And I don't really think it's early to ask it. Arcan, you made this point. Mayo and Wolf were asked about it last night. May was asked about it. Curran, despite barking at me there, is saying that he's probably going to be on the bench in October. I hope to God not. I hope he's playing. He should be the day one starter. I, by the way, listening to Jerod Mayo and to a lesser degree Elliot Wolf, I think he's going to start week one. It's not that hard to beat out Jacoby Brissett. Like, it's really not. And I don't think you're going to ruin him by playing him right away. And I just reject the idea that he's not ready. If you want to tell me rookie quarterbacks aren't ready, well, then fine. But I think compared to anybody else in the class, he's as ready as anybody else. He has the tools. And so I think he's just as ready as Jaden Daniels. I think he's more ready than J.J. McCarthy. You know, if you want to tell me Caleb Williams a little bit more, fine. I'll bend the knee there. But like you said earlier, Mego, Penix and Knicks, they have all this experience. I don't think it's just about the experience.
Well, I said Jaden Daniels in particular is twice as much experience.
Yeah.
And
so
he's older.
And so do those other guys. And so I.
Yeah, Bo Nix has been in the college for like 20 years.
Yeah, but does that make him ready? I mean, there's plenty of guys who go to college for 4 or 5 years.
Right.
Does that mean they're ready for the NFL?
Well, I think it holds some weight. Yeah.
Yeah, some. But I would put more emphasis on the attributes. Like if you have the arm and the size and the speed to play in the NFL, that matters more to me than the experience. Bill put a heavy, heavy emphasis on experience last night. Although he played that game with J.J. McCarthy.
Yeah.
I don't know if you noticed that. Or we'll play it for you actually later on in the program. But he's like, oh, well, J.J. McCarthy, I mean, yeah, he went to a year of prep school. It's like, oh, so now prep school counts, Bill?
Depends on the prep school with Bill, to
yeah,
be fair.
I mean, I guess. So it's like, oh, now prep school counts for this guy. Okay, let's count his prep school year. So, like, Bill wants to have it both ways. Same thing with Drake May, who he ripped limb from limb, but had fifth in the draft. So it's like Bill wants to take credit somewhere down the line. I had him fifth, even though I ripped him. Just like he's now complimenting Josh Allen when you know he hates him. But, no, I think he's ready to play, and if he's compared to Josh Allen and Justin Herbert, or even on a lower end, he's compared to Carson Wentz, all those guys played right away. He can play right away.
So I think it's really difficult to say because, to be totally honest, it's such an individual basis thing. I don't look at it like a blanket statement of you can ruin quarterbacks or a blanket statement of quarterbacks should play right away. If they're good, then it's sink or swim. They're just going to swim their way to shore and be awesome. Like, I think individually there are cases where a quarterback can get really disrupted in their development if they're thrown into the deep end and there's nothing around them and they get totally gun shy and they don't know what they're looking at. And with somebody like Drake May, like, I am so excited about the physical attributes that you see with him. But if you go through his tape, yeah, it is easy to see that he makes questionable throws, like head scratching throws, that he makes weird decisions. And this was in an instance in the last season that he had in college where he had a different offensive coordinator. He lost his weapon and then got his weapon back later in the year. And I think he's coming into a situation now where, at least where we sit today, it's more similar to that than it is, I don't know, somebody like Jaden Daniels getting to have a steady system for back to back years.
So you think he's going to sit?
I think he's going to sit for at least half the year.
Okay, so you vote 50-50 with Brissett.
Yes.
Arkan, you voted the same way?
Yeah, I voted the same way. I think that's probably about right. And I think that in terms of what they have planned for him, I think that this is a very safe pick because of that. I think that's sort of the point here. Like, this is a safe pick for them because there aren't big expectations in year one. You have big expectations, Jones, but I don't think the Crafts and everybody are putting that kind of pressure on Elliott Wolf and Jerod Mayo and everybody that you have to be competing right away. Let's make sure we bring this guy along. Let's make sure we don't repeat the mistakes of Mac Jones, and we'll be a little bit more careful about it this time around. I think that's what happens.
Yeah, I'm not afraid. Play him week one. And Jacoby Brissett, again, that's not that hard to beat out. And find me the quarterback that got ruined. Like, oh, Sam Darnold got ruined. Zach Wilson got ruined. Did they get ruined or can they not play? Like, my feeling is,
I think those are different cases, though.
How so?
I mean, I think Zach Wilson is a lot worse than Sam Darnold.
Okay.
That's just my personal.
But the Jets are one that gets brought up a lot.
Mm-hmm.
Johnny Football sat for basically his whole rookie year. I think he played two games at the tail end of his rookie year. He basically sat. And he was never going to be ready. And so you could have sat Johnny Manziel for 5 years. He was never going to be ready.
But that was a lot of off-the-field stuff.
Fine. But my point is, I maybe there are rare exceptions to this. I don't think you're going to ruin guys. You know?
I said this before. You ruined RG3 in his rookie season.
Yeah, but that was injury-wise.
And he was good when he played, though.
Yeah, he was awesome. Yeah. He was completely ready to play, obviously.
He was ready to play.
And so Jimmy Garoppolo, the Twitch chat pointed this out earlier. The Patriots didn't play Jimmy Garoppolo for years. He got hurt a game and a half in. So, like, you can play that game all day with injuries. Guys can get hurt. And, like, if you think he's physically not ready, fine. But that would be, like, a Jaden Daniels argument, not a Drake May argument, right? Like, physically he's ready for...
Well, I'm very worried that that's what's happening with my new king, Jaden Daniels,
with Drake May specifically...
Because they throw everybody in week one.
But Drake May specifically, I know you're not concerned about, like, the frame holding up.
No, I'm more concerned that it's only... That he's only going to get worse instead of improving because everything around him is constantly falling apart.
Yeah.
And maybe he doesn't have the tools right now. He's not developed right now.
Yeah. So
is he the kind of guy who can go out and just be messy out there and continue to improve the way Josh Allen did?
Yeah. I don't know. We're going to find out. My feeling is yes. And we're going to get the answer. I hope he plays year one, or if he sits and then he's good, fine. But, like, I get Patrick Mahomes thrown in my face all the time. Oh, well, Mahomes sat. The Chiefs might have cost themselves a Super Bowl by sitting him, is what I think.
Maybe.
Like, you can say, oh, see, he wasn't ready right away. How do you know? How on earth do you know? From everything I've seen from Mahomes, he was plenty ready. He could have come in and played year one. In fact, he did play year one game, and he was awesome.
But this is where I side with Curran, and this is kind of my point with this, is, like, they haven't even been to rookie camp. They haven't been to OTAs. Like, we have no idea what he's going to be like when he's faced with even a little bit of NFL-type pressure.
Okay.
So how am I going to sit here and say he's got to sit half the season or he's going to play week one?
I don't know. Jerod Mayo says it's going to be a quarterback competition. So I think they're going to go out there and they're going to see it play out. And I don't see him losing that quarterback competition. Brissett's not good. So that's what I think. Liz is in Hadley. Go ahead, Liz.
Okay. I got the perfect Motown song for Drake May.
Oh, okay.
And it is Four Tops, Reach Out, I'll Be There. Give me a receiver. Give me a guy I know that can make a play that I have confidence in. Reach out, baby, I'll be there. And it starts perfectly. Says, now if you feel you can't go on because all your hope is gone.
Wow.
That's it, baby. Give me a receiver.
I like it, Liz. Well done. Very good. Very good answer.
My Motown knowledge is not strong.
This is like, is this a flute, Ryan?
Sounds like a flute.
It's like a rare use of flute in pop music. Didn't come back until Lizzo. God, Motown's so good.
Yeah, see, I was just going to say, it's not really for me.
Are you kidding?
That's
Adam Jones. You cannot be anti-Motown. Everyone's going to hate you.
Meh.
Like, more than they already do.
That's not why people hate
Mega, you couldn't even think of the word Motown when you were asking Curran earlier.
I blanked and I looked at you and I was like, help me. And
yeah,
you were
I don't know what you're asking.
Eh.
I mean, I'm not saying it's bad. I'm not saying I objectively hate it. But, like, if I'm going to seek something out, I'm not listening to Motown.
Oh, my gosh. Sometimes when I'm in a bad mood, I just put Motown on because I know it's going to immediately make me feel better.
We're the young hip show.
Yeah. Whatever.
Listen
I don't
to the
care.
Four times.
Motown rules. If that makes me old, then I'm old as dirt.
I mean, I just, like I said, I'm not saying it's bad or terrible or anything. I'm just saying
you
if
said
I'm
you're not into it.
Yeah, I'm not into it. Exactly. If I'm gonna listen to something, it's not that.
Okay, wow. Go listen to your new 31 songs from Taylor Swift.
I would listen to Taylor Swift 8,000 times.
What do you think of that
8,
record? Everybody kind of hates it.
Not in love with the new album. This is what I say about all the Taylor Swift albums. Yes. Save for Midnights lately.
This kind of sounds like a flute.
That does sound like a flute. Save for Midnights, they're all just, you know, snooze fests, every single album.
What do you think of the new Four Tops album?
I wish there was.
Well, that
I think it's awesome.
1965?
Probably before that.
You know, I don't know. I don't throw on, like, the Beach Boys either. I don't know. Like,
oh, come on.
1953
that's not even
was when the Four Tops.
1953, you're right. It's not even comparable. You're right. The Beach Boys are newer and hipper.
Like, I'm so young, but I'm such an old soul.
Jesus. 617. What is 777?
Dan Orlovsky likes Motown.
793-7.
I bet
he
loves
say.
Motown.
Let's get that man's thoughts on it.
I'll Be There came out in 1966.
66. Okay, yeah. That's what I thought.
But
they
were a group in the 50s.
I see. There you go. Orlovsky's good to go.
I haven't heard that he's not.
I know he's. It's a busy day.
And I was just looking at him on TV.
I don't say this mockingly, right? He's been all over TV today, so hopefully we have Dan Orlovsky. If not, we'll continue with all your phone calls. How much should he play? How much will we see? Drake May, year one. What?
Nothing.
What?
I thought you said something.
How much should he play?
Yeah. Go on.
Year one. How much should Drake May play, and do you like the pick? Arcan has all the latest in trending, and we're right back.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice-cold reward. Medela, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Modelo is your reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Sports talk in perfect harmony.
Why you punish me?
This is Jones and Mego. WEEI.
Drake, how's it going, man? This is Cam Williams from the Patriots. What's going on? Ready to go? Hey, I got Elliot Wolf right here. He's gonna talk to you.
Drake, Elliot Wolf. What do you think, man? You excited? All right, we're gonna send it in here. Here's Coach Mayo. Congratulations, man.
Drake, how you doing? Gerard. Let's go, man. Let's go.
Now this right here, this is the best one. This is one of the best songs in the history of modern
music. This is kind of my gripe with Motown. Is
this song's so good.
All the songs all kind of blend together.
No, this is Heard It Through the Grapevine.
I know what it is. I'm just saying.
Yeah, but this is the best.
I guess. It just sounds like all the other ones. That's all. It's like a Beach Boys song. Those all sound the same. It's the same idea.
Kind of, yeah. Well, they all ripped off Chuck Berry.
In the 60s, everybody, every group just sounded the same. I don't know. That's how it was. That's why I don't listen to anything from the 60s.
This is like the original.
Yeah.
They all sound like this.
Okay.
This is the best one.
I heard. I don't feel very strongly about it. Arkin, the best one?
He was just singing it.
I like this song.
Yeah, but that doesn't mean he thinks it's the best. I know the words to it.
Is it the best song ever made in the history of music?
Song.
I don't know about
it's
that.
The best Motown
song. I didn't say it's the best. I said it's one of the best.
Best Motown song.
Well, you said?
This is the best Motown song.
Yeah, right.
Sure.
No, like, I don't think so. I think Papa Was a Rolling Stone is better than this.
That's a pretty good one.
I like that song. I like this song,
pretty
too, but I like that one better.
Okay. We're going to talk to Dan Orlovsky coming up.
About 5 minutes from now.
Yeah, I know. Gotten to about, the bottom of it. We also have gotten a lot of feedback that it sounded like I cursed on the air. Now, I'll be honest, I had no idea what Mego was saying in real time, but there's been enough feedback on Twitch on the text line that apparently Mego was onto something.
No,
there.
The earthquake that I felt a couple weeks ago was more authentic than whatever Mego heard.
I don't know. I knew what I said, but I don't know how it sounded. I mean, I knew what I meant to say.
Don't get me talking about the earthquake again. Nobody felt it. Nobody in New England felt the earthquake.
I felt it.
I'm feeling Drake May's pain a little bit, though. Like Drake May is saying something, and, you know, we're sitting here, and we're like, what did he say? What was that? What did he mean to say there?
Misunderstood.
Which the text line, I would say mostly.
Another great album, Missy Elliott.
Slightly more relevant. The text line 37937. There was mostly people enjoy us having some fun with Drake May and some of his comments. Some are very serious about it, though, including something to the effect of, "Oh, Massachusetts with the ugliest, worst accent, and you're going to mock somebody else's accent."
We mock the Massachusetts accent.
Yeah,
plenty.
I'd say we mock that.
I think it's disgusting when you mock someone's accent. Quite frankly, I think that the texter is right. That is something we should stop doing on this show because it's really hurtful. And sometimes people can't control it. Woof, 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 woof.
I thought you'd been working on your wolf.
Elliot, woofy, woof. I know, woof, 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 woof.
By the way, it's gotten much worse since I made that comment.
What are you talking about?
Remember when I said how you've been working on your wolves? Like, it's gotten so much worse since
then. And Elliot, woof, woof.
I never knew what you were... quite getting at there when
like
you said it had improved.
Dead.
Yeah, I never.
Arkin,
I thought you were just being nice.
Arkin
you actually meant
into
that.
The jock lounge, and I'm like, woof, 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 woof.
I thought one day that there was a real effort to pronounce the L. One day, maybe just one time saying it.
Woolof.
Like you summoned all the power that you possibly could to fix your mouth to say the L sound, and you did it. But then after that, it just disappeared forever.
Don't tell me to fix my mouth.
Mega, what sport does Tiger Woods play?
Golf.
With an L.
That's
the L is
it's but it's right. One
the L
letter.
Is kind of the L's kind of in there though when she said golf.
Right, but you put a W in front of it.
Right.
The word completely changes.
Golf.
Golf.
Wolf.
Woof. Guys, come on. We've done this like 20,000 times.
We have.
Woof.
It's a big day.
Woof.
Can we move on?
So we should get to the bottom of the greatest Motown song ever? It's a big day.
Come
I'm
on,
sorry.
Guys.
Let's do our Motown power rankings. I'm sorry. It's a big day.
Woof.
Let's go to Maurice in Nashua. Go ahead, Maurice.
Mago, come back.
How you doing? Great show.
It is. Thanks, Maurice.
Curious about this pick. But I also was wondering if he happens to change the play at the line of scrimmage, is it going to be, oh, my yeehaw, oh, my yeehaw?
Oh, my yeehaw. Yeah, I get it. Yeehaw.
I'll be honest, I wasn't really listening.
From the South.
I wasn't really listening to the call because Mago's choking.
Mago's dying, I think.
Are you okay, Megan?
I'm okay.
Are you all right?
I don't need to leave the studio for the second time.
Did the norovirus come back?
No, I just I'm drinking soda and it went down the wrong pipe.
Because you didn't fix your mouth. That's why.
So he made an
Jones was funny. I'm not used to it.
He made an Oma Yeehaw joke. I didn't.
Oma Yeehaw.
I wasn't really listening.
Yeah, he's changing the play. He says Oma Yeehaw instead of Omaha. It's pretty good.
Right, let's keep moving. Brian's in New Hampshire. Go ahead, Brian. Brian?
Hello.
Hey, Brian.
Yeah. So we want to sit Drake May for, so he can get groomed up a little bit. We don't like the coaches, so why wouldn't we bring in Tom Brady?
What?
And so? Then he can
Brady said he wanted to come back. I'd say now that you brought in Drake May at three, that's not working out so well. But trading back, I would be – if they traded back, Arcan, you said this earlier, with the Raiders. Let's say the Raiders moved up. They love Drake May, or they wanted to take J.J. McCarthy or whatever they wanted to do at three. The Raiders desperately wanted to move up. Maybe it was Penix. They were linked to Penix. And you trade back and you get left out with no quarterback. I'd be pounding the table today saying, bring back Tom Brady. He wants to play. He's leaving the door open to play. But now that you've taken Drake May, I think that one's done. Could Brady come back? I still believe that, but that's to the NFL,
yeah,
not to
New
England.
If it's Tom Brady or Spencer Rattler, I think I'll go with Tom Brady. Thanks, yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, could Brady play in the NFL this upcoming season? I believe that.
Probably,
but
yeah.
Not here anymore, not now that Drake May's here. Which, by the way, the results of the big question of the day, up now at Jones and Mego, how much did Drake May play this year? 21% agree with me, day one starter. 21%, actually both are at 20.8%. Say 50-50 with Brissett. So that means he's starting middle of the year. Call it end of October, beginning of November, what Curran said around Halloween. Or quarterback two behind Brissett, 58%. And I take that to mean they want him to sit the whole year.
Yeah.
58% of our audience wants him to just not play. That's crazy.
Sit and observe.
That's crazy. So what are you going to
do? Three overall.
What are you going to do this fall? Go apple picking? Like what are you going to do all football season? Because I'm not watching Jacoby Brissett for 17 games. I'm not doing that.
You said something earlier, Jones, in the break, which I 100% agree with, and that is that all these people who are voting for this, all these people who are voting for sit, are going to change their mind like a month into the season.ONCE THEY SEE THIS
yes,
offense with 100%. Jacoby Brissett, they're going to be like, oh, my God, we can't have this kid sitting behind
this.
I can't watch this anymore. A whole month of this? A month is going to be all anyone needs. Maybe even less than that. Maybe like 2 weeks. Mego is dying over here. But
okay,
I agree. I think that there's no way Patriots fans are going to put up with that.
I think I might
long.
Need water before Olasky.
Yeah. Well,
I'll be right back.
Go grab yourself a water. Mego's going to run out mid-segment again.
I give her some of mine. She's coughing everywhere.
Oh, I wouldn't share anything.
You're not touching this.
I wouldn't share the norovirus. You don't want that. But so, people are lying to themselves about how patient they are. When they're 0-3 and the offense blows, and Jacoby Brissett and the offense can't move the football, and it's reminiscent of the Mac Jones offense from a year ago, no one's going to be saying he should be quarterback two behind Brissett. So I know I don't have that level of patience, and I just don't think Brissett's any good. So if he's no good, play the kid. That's what I think. But obviously not everyone agrees with that. And I'm curious what our next guest thinks. Dan Orlovsky of ESPN joins us here on Jones and Mego with Arcan. What's going on, Dan?
Hey, how are you guys doing?
We're doing well. At least two-thirds of the show is very excited about this pick. Mego and myself very excited. Arcan is a little less sold on it. I'm curious, Dan, how you feel about Drake May at three to the Patriots, your feel on it.
Yeah, I'm a huge fan of Drake May. I think he's remarkably physically talented in many ways, uncoachable traits. I'm interested, why is there a little water on the pick?
Arcan, why don't you like it?
I didn't love the season he had last year, Dan, and I also don't think that this team that he's going to be drafted onto is ready to support a rookie quarterback. I think he's going to struggle with this offense.
Yeah, well, that's why you don't put him on the field. I agree with the team. Yeah, and that's why I've said from day one, he has to sit for a year, Jordan Love model at least, if not a little bit more. And New England is a place where a rookie quarterback would go to die, candidly, just because worst pass-protecting offensive line in football, leading receiver at 650 yards, leading back at, 560? So there's just a lack of talent there. But Drake May is... It's really difficult to fail when you're highly intelligent, you think very quickly, you've got unbelievable work ethic, tremendous competitive spirit, and you're big, athletic, strong, and can throw it really well. That's very difficult to fail. Now, if you put a mechanically flawed, and that's his flaw, he is mechanically flawed with his feet. Why are his feet bad? Two reasons. He's very gifted athletically, so he's always been able to get away with things. And then two, it wasn't something that was preached and or demanded at North Carolina with their style. And so if you put a mechanically flawed quarterback behind a bad team without giving them the opportunity to fix that, that's when you set them up for you're going to be a bust. And so I like the situation because they're not ready to win. And Jacoby's good enough to, like, be a starting quarterback and, I guess, give them chances. But I remain adamant that I wouldn't play him in meaningful games.
So, Dan, at a very basic level, why can't you develop a quarterback who's flawed in their mechanics, as you said, Drake May is, on game day, like in real time in the league? We saw some of the development in front of our faces with Josh Allen years ago, and look who he is now. Why is that something that needs to be developed behind the scenes in practice and sit for a year rather than on the field?
Yeah, so on the field, when you're in games, you always will revert to habits. In crunch time, you revert to habits. And especially in competitive moments, you figure out whatever it takes to win in many ways. And that's the main focus in the NFL on a week-to-week basis when you're playing. When you do that, you're not able to break those bad habits. Those bad habits are only reinforced on a consistent basis. And sometimes it might lead to situational success, but it's not going to be long-term. And having the burden of, because the NFL is just about winning every week, you got to win. Having the burden of, as a quarterback, I got to do whatever it takes to win, and that's all you focus on, with the inability to fix the flaw and that be your focus, is a problem. Also, when you're the starting quarterback and you're the guy that you know is going to be going out there every single week, you know, your Monday and Tuesdays is about rehashing what happened in the game, and then your Wednesdays is about game planning and installing and repping the plays, where it's not about individual progress and it's not about working on some of the things that maybe you'd be able to work on if you didn't have to make sure you got all those 7-on-7 reps or whatnot, or you couldn't focus on that. So that's one of the things I say about young quarterbacks all the time, is we ask them to develop without giving them the runway to do so. And it's easier to do it in practice in off seasons than in the game because of the burden of winning.
Dan, out of all the quarterbacks who were drafted in the first round, who do you think was the best match for the team that they got drafted to? And if it's not May, where would you put May in the top six?
Oh, J.J. McCarthy, by far. I mean, J.J. McCarthy, any quarterback to Minnesota, really, I would have been very confident in. J.J.'s a very good play-action passing quarterback and rhythm with his feet. And I would say to you that, you know, that's the foundation and backbone of what Minnesota's offense is. So that's one. I do think two, you know, just being honest, Michael Penix, he's got a very similar play style to Kirk Cousins as far as, you know, the pace of a football and the accuracy downfield, his subtle pocket movement. I would say third is Caleb to Chicago, mainly just because Chicago's situation is so good and they've built a top six, top seven skill group. I would probably put Drake at four if, you know, and I put the asterisk of if he sits and they're patient with him. I would put five at, who am I forgetting?
Daniels?
Daniels? Jaden. I would probably put Drake and Jaden probably evenly at four. And then six, I would put Bo Nix just because Denver is a team who's probably going to have to play. But also,
sounds like the crowd doesn't like that take, Dan.
No, I'm not on yet. But they don't have a ton of talent.
Where are you right now, Dan? A farm? Where are you?
I'm at the NFL draft.
Oh, you're at the draft. That's what I'm hearing. I feel like I hear barn animals in the background, cats and chickens and things.
Crowd that is outside the set.
I see. Okay, so he's there with the crowd.
I had to do sports in about 30 minutes. Got it.
Okay, I could have sworn it was a farm. Okay, so when it comes to these situations, you just mentioned Michael Penix. What do you make of that whole thing going on in Atlanta? You like the match, but what do you make of that?
Yeah, when it happened, I was perplexed, obviously, and then thought about it and had some conversations, and I get it, and I like it. They had Michael Penix as the number two quarterback on their board, top three player. Their owner wanted a long-term plan. They had Michael Penix for a workout, and they said that the only person that they had seen throw the ball better in person as far as their staff was Matthew Stafford. So they fell in love with the player. They believe that they're going to be a good playoff-contending football team the next couple years with Kirk, and so they're not going to have
a chance to get a type of talent like that early in the draft, and they realize how expensive it is to go up and get them. So they felt that the value that they had with that player in comparison to where they had some of the defensive players was absolutely worth it. And they are now in a very comfortable place QB-wise for the next, you know, 6, 7, 8 years.
Dan, what do you think of the match between Alex Van Pelt, and you can throw in the rest of the Patriots staff there, Ben McAdoo, with the pick of Drake May?
In relation to what?
I mean, how do you see that marriage working out?
Yeah, I mean, Ben McAdoo's been around a lot of different quarterbacks, a lot of different offenses, so he's got a ton of experience in trying to coach that role. And Alex Van Pelt has been around some decent offenses and quarterbacks as well. You know, I like that he's been exposed to a couple of different kinds of offenses, at least variations, obviously Green Bay and then Cleveland. So I'm a big fan of that offensive scheme that he's, I would assume, more than likely bringing from the Shanahan type of tree, the Kevin Stefanski, Matt LaFleur world. So I love that scheme and how it fits mostly any quarterback. So there's a lot of experience with NFL systems and NFL quarterbacks and play calling. So that's a healthy place for a young quarterback to be.
Dan, you said you think that Drake should sit. Would you stick with that, even if he beats out Brissett in camp? Like, what if they have a QB competition and May's the clear winner? He should still sit?
I wouldn't make it a quarterback competition.
Say again?
He wouldn't make it a competition.
I would not.
You wouldn't make it a competition. I see. Okay.
No. You have to play. You have to play the long game, and you have to be remarkably disciplined with your approach. I understand the appeals. That young man is uber talented, but, and if you allow the but to get in your way, one key, it's going to be a problem. You're not good enough to support a young quarterback. And if you're just patient and rebuild the roster and allow him to work, I think in 2026, you got a really, really good play.
One more quick one. Patriots are on the clock at 34 tonight, second pick of the night after Buffalo at 33. Do you think we see a big ticket wide receiver move tonight? Ayuk, Samuel, someone like that?
Yeah, I could see New England swinging it. Like, but here's my thing, is Brandon Ayuk and the money you're going to have to pay him and or T. Higgins worth it more so than, let's say, an A.D. Mitchell out of Texas? And I think that's the question, if he doesn't go to Buffalo. That's the question that New England's going to have to ask itself. Here's the thing about Ayuk. He's tremendous, but you also have to use him in the same way that Kyle does. And I don't think San Francisco's going to move off of him, and I don't think Cincinnati's going to move off of T. So I do think that we could see that conversation. And if that doesn't happen, you know, is it an A.D. Mitchell? Is it a Malachi Corley? Is it a Keon Coleman? I would like to see the addition of one of those types of receivers in that second round.
Okay. He is Dan Orlovsky. Check out his work all over ESPN at the draft in Detroit. Dan, we appreciate the time. Thanks so much.
Thanks, guys.
Thanks, Dan.
Thanks, Dan.
Dan Orlovsky, as all our guests, joins us here on Jones and Mego on WEI. A lot of texts. 37937. Is Dan at a child care center? What the hell's going on? Sounds like a carnival.
He was calling us from the draft. I think he was like next to the draft stage.
Yeah, I would say.
Someone said it sounded like he was at a no-kill shelter.
Yeah.
It's like cats yowling in the back.
Where is Orlovsky? It sounds like he's in a submarine with cats. Here's what Mego had to say. Is he in a funhouse? Is there a cat in there?
You guys heard the cat, right?
Oh, I 1,000% heard the cat.
That cat was having a bad time.
I heard a clown and a cat, he says.
AC Horn wrote, hold on, guys, I had to go put my head in a lion's mouth. Give me a sec. He's the best in the Twitch chat.
Let me tell you. I knew he was at the draft. I didn't realize he couldn't. He couldn't be bought.
He had to do SportsCenter in 30 minutes.
Yeah.
Do you know how long it takes? You know how long it takes to put one of those stupid things in your ear and make sure it's at the right level on your back.
1 minute. takes longer than a minute to do that?
Yeah, it takes me at least 3 minutes.
When you have to cut through a petting zoo.
3 minutes. Okay, so he's got 20. He couldn't go, what? They don't have like a green room somewhere where he could go take a call?
That probably was the green
room. He's got to do it. No
chance. Jones, it's outside. It's probably off to the side of the stage.
He had to stand in the middle of a sea of people?
I need to know where the clown and the cat came from.
See, I just think that they have this on a loop 24/7 when you're in Detroit.
I assumed, Ryan, not your fault. I assumed when he said he was going to be calling from the draft, I didn't know he meant he was going to be in the middle of a mosh pit of 275,000 people
and several animals.
And Earth, Wind, and Fire. He didn't like the question about how it sounded like he was on a farm. He didn't like the question.
Killington.
He didn't appreciate it.
Killington's at the draft. Weird.
She would love it.
All right. I mean, no one thinks Drake May can start week one. I hope all these people, Curran, Orlovsky, all of you out there, 58% of you that want to see him sit all year, I hope when he starts week one, you call in and call the Patriots dumb for doing it.
Doesn't even want a QB competition.
Yeah, I hope when we talk to Orlovsky week one, you know, I hope he says, this is stupid, the Patriots are doing this. Same thing with Curran. This is dumb. And then he can go feed his cats. 617-779-7937. We'll get the triple play next.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.
It's going to be a triple play.
It's time for the triple play.
Yes! Triple play!
The top three burning questions of the day.
And there's three.
With Jones and Mago.
Triples is best.
Triples is best.
Triples is best. Triples makes it safe. And it is Friday, Jones and Mego. That makes it a fill-in-the-blank Friday. So let's go ahead and start filling in some blanks.
Number one.
There we go. Mego, we'll start with you. We asked this question to Tom Curran. We'll ask it to you. If Bill Belichick was still in charge of the Patriots, they would have drafted blank last night.
I think they would have traded back and drafted JJ. I think that's probably the direction that they would have gone in. I do believe that even though he was a little bit critical when he was doing the similar film breakdown with Jaden Daniels that he was doing to Drake May, I do think that he was very interested in Jaden Daniels, but Jaden Daniels was at 2, and Bill Belichick would have never traded up to go get him. So I think he probably would have traded back, tried to get some extra capital, and take J.J. McCarthy.
So
there.
We're going to play Bill's reaction to J.J. McCarthy coming up, because it was he liked McCarthy much more than Drake May. At least it sounded more positive on J.J. McCarthy, although Bill was sneaky and had Drake May 5th on his draft board, which is just Bill trying to, you know, get it right one way or the other, which I honestly respect. Now, as a member of the media, he gets it. You want to give yourself an out on one side
of
the argument.
Well, but he had McCarthy
other.
Like 17th, right? So
this is what I'm saying.
Yeah.
So he said nice things about McCarthy, so that footage will live on. And if McCarthy doesn't work out, he can go, yeah, well, I had him way down at 17. I don't care what I said about him. I had him at 17. And Drake May, vice versa. But anyway, professional media move there by Bill. He'd take Joe Alt. I didn't hear this live because I couldn't take any more of the McAfee broadcast last night. I turned it off after the Drake May pick. I wanted to hear what he had to say about Drake May. So everything else I watched was just clips. And I watched a bunch of clips on Bill this morning. Did you hear him on Joe Alt? It was like,
he's a big fan.
Jim Harbaugh straight up called him a weapon. He said offensive linemen are weapons. They're the head of the spear, all this stuff. That's what Harbaugh said in his press conference after the draft last night. Bill might as well have said the same thing. Like, Bill was in love with Joe Alt. That would have been the pick. And
so
it would have been
kind of
so effing boring.
Is Trent Brown
a toilet slayer? Is what it is. Yeah, that's the weapon.
He's I would have said bubble.
I would have said Dallas Turner, edge rusher, Alabama, loves Alabama guys. Probably would have just drafted defense because that's what he does. All right, let's get to our second fill in the blank.
Number two.
All right, Jones, we'll start with you. Drake May's primary receiving target next year, in the event that he plays, will be blank.
I think it's going to be the guy they take tonight, and I'm hoping that's Keon Coleman. Could be A.D. Mitchell. You know, could be Ladd McConkey. Could be Troy Franklin is another name that's out there. My vote would be Keon Coleman. But whoever it is, who they draft tonight at 34, That's my hope. That's my guess as to who his best receiver is going to be. He's not currently on the roster. I don't think they're trading 34 for a wide receiver. I would love it if they do. So my best guess is they take a receiver tonight. That's the guy.
I'm going to say T. Higgins. I don't think that this 49ers stuff shakes out in their favor, but maybe as a little more time goes on and they get a little more desperate and really, really want to put Drake May out there at some point this season and realize he's going to be throwing to Kendrick Bourne and K.J. Osborne and DeMario Douglas, who's a nice player but can really only do one kind of thing, that they're going to go over there and say, you know what, we're going to have to pay multiple times for this guy, but this is the kind of guy that we've been lacking here for so long, and we need it.
Oh, I just saw this from old friend Mike Cadlick on Twitter. The Patriots pick tonight at 34. Wide receiver minus 210, offensive lineman plus 280. So that's good. I feel good about that at pick 34.
But Mago's got to be devastated.
T. Higgins is very interested, though.
I do want one of those weapon tackles.
Okay, let's get to our third fill in the blank.
Number three.
Mego, one word to describe the Atlanta Falcons' plan at quarterback is blank.
Oh, this is a new one. This isn't the one I thought. Weird. There's no other way to describe it. I tweeted this last night. Why is Atlanta so weird? It's so weird. I'm sorry. I've been like trying to talk to multiple different people, not like sources or anything, just like you guys, my friends, Mr. Who. I'm like, how does this make sense?
Dan Orlovsky in the barnyard, we asked about it. Yeah.
Yeah. I couldn't even hear because the cats were like screaming in the background. But it's like, okay, he's 24 years old, Michael Penix, and I think he's great. Like, I would love to see him play. I'm sure most of the city of Atlanta now is looking at it and going, we would like to see Penix. We want to see what's there. I mean, he might only have a 4-year career in the NFL, and it might be a great career, but he's got two torn ACLs in the same knee. He's got a shoulder injury. He's all beat up. He's 24 years old. And then meanwhile, you got 35-year-old Achilles victim and Kirk Cousins. And I like Kirk. He's fine. But none of it makes sense. Why did you pay him all that guaranteed money and then go with the number 8 pick and take a quarterback who's 24 and going to have a very short career in the NFL? It makes no sense.
Yeah, so Orlovsky said he had them Penix second.
Orlovsky loved it.
On the Atlanta board. And
well, we know Orlovsky as much as we love him. He's weird, too.
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
so he likes weird stuff.
No, that's fair.
Yes, lots of quarterbacks, yes.
I would be saying to play Penix. Like, I would be saying the same thing in Atlanta right now. If I were on the radio, I'd be like, look, they paid Kirk Cousins. I wonder if there's something going on with Cousins medically. And you make a fair point. Penix has had a bunch of injuries. He was totally healthy last year. Kirk Cousins is coming off an Achilles injury in his mid-30s. Like, not a ton of guys come back from that injury the same. They definitely don't come back the same in year one. So did Atlanta know what they were signing fully? Did they have full medicals? If they didn't, shame on them. Has there been a setback? Like, what's going on there? But I have to think there's something strange.
And Cousins is not happy.
I have to think there's something strange medically going on. And that's why they're bringing in Penix, who, again, has plenty of red flags medically. And he's not young. He's 24 years old. But that's not the kind of guy to sit and wait. I don't want any quarterback to sit and wait. Never mind a guy who spent 5 years in college. You draft a quarterback in the top 10, he should play. I'm not sitting around.
It's just,
especially when Kirk Cousins is just fine. I like him more than most people, but he's fine. He's not great. He's fine. I think you can win with him, meaning win games and get to the playoffs. But if you want to actually win a championship, you're not winning that with Kirk Cousins. So go for the upside of Penix.
Like, the point to me is, when was that national championship game? Like, it's not like Penix just
second week of January,
all of a sudden like showed up. You had no idea who he was. Mm-hmm. You were sitting around and you decided to pay Kirk Cousins all that money. And people are in the Twitch chat are saying it's really a 2-year contract because the guaranteed money is front loaded. Whatever. Why did you pay that when you had the number 8 pick? Did you think that Penix wasn't going to be there at 8? People were forecasting him to go. And I know like all the quarterbacks went pretty quickly, but they were forecasting him to go at the bottom of the first round and maybe be a second guy. Like, why did you pay that money to Kirk Cousins is the bigger question to me than why did you draft Michael Penix?
Completely fair. And look, I don't care if it's a 2-year contract. When I read the numbers, and I read these numbers a while ago, I think we talked about them on the air, about real guarantees and partial guarantees. I used this contract as an example weeks and weeks ago, whenever he signed a month ago. But I thought it went into the third year, or at least there's some money guaranteed into the third year, but it's like $90 million guaranteed. The $180 is not, that's not real money. But, yeah, no, it just makes it so much more difficult on Cousins now. It's like it's a new market. It's a new team. He goes out and he throws a couple of picks in September, and it's like the whole town's going to be calling for Michael Penix. But whatever, he's got plenty of money to deal with.
I'd be fine. I'd be like, all right, whatever. Go ahead and play Penix. I'm getting $100 million either way. I don't give a rat's ass. Go ahead. You do all the work. I'll just sit here, hold a clipboard, and collect $100 million.
And in
That'd
fairness,
be great news.
And in fairness, Mego, you know this. You watched the quarterback series on Netflix. Mm-hmm. I mean, Cousins isn't exactly like the most locked-in competitor. He takes Tuesdays off, for God's sakes.
This is true.
Like, so he's probably like, eh, whatever, I'll take my money. Anyway, that's Triple Play. Each and every day at this time. You want to hear more from Bill Belichick? Ripping on Drake May. And also being very complimentary of J.J. McCarthy. Let's get into that with all your phone calls next.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.